In the wake of the recent neo-Nazi rally outside the New South Wales Parliament, Premier Chris Minns says it's likely current police powers regarding protests will be tightened. This comes just days after the New South Wales government reintroduced an amendment bill, giving police the power to move on protesters at places of worship. Experts are concerned ushering in anti-protest laws in response to specific events could erode the right to protest. The Wire's George Popple has the story.
Speaking at a press conference on Sunday, Premier Chris Minns claimed he was looking to give police more legislated powers to stop protesters in the wake of the recent neo-Nazi rally outside the New South Wales State Parliament. Luke McNamara is a professor of law at the University of New South Wales. He's sceptical of whether giving police more laws is the right approach.
I'm concerned that yet again we're seeing that the government's response to a controversial event is to propose new laws, new police powers, new offences. It's a cycle we've been stuck in for quite a while now, and I am concerned because I don't think we're taking sufficient time to consider whether the laws that we currently have are adequate, can be deployed differently.
This recent protest has led to discussion regarding how the police interpret existing protest laws and whether definitions of public safety concerns adequately address racist demonstrations.
Some of the things that the police have publicly suggest that they have interpreted the existing law pretty narrowly. So most decisions about whether or not the police decide to oppose a public assembly are based on public safety considerations. Now, the legislation that governs whether an assembly is authorised, the rally, the legislation doesn't specify that public safety is the only consideration. What the common law says on this topic is that if a court is required to make a decision about whether a protest should be authorised or prohibited, it should balance competing interests and rights. So on the one hand, the important right to protest, the right of peaceful assembly, which we all are supposed to enjoy. On the other hand, there are other rights in play. There are the rights of all people to go about their business, largely unencumbered by the activities of others. But another balancing consideration, another set of rights that should be, I would argue, part of the mix, is the right of individuals and communities not to be subjected to racism via public protest. I hope the police are reconsidering the approach they took to this particular protest. And next time round, they may take into account in a more sophisticated way, a richer sense of public safety that takes into account the harm that can be done by the presence of a neo-Nazi organisation in public, in their uniforms, with their displays, with their chants. All of those things, I think, could be reconceived from the police point of view as risks to public safety, in particular to the safety of members of the Jewish community, and indeed members of a whole range of minority communities who are targeted by the attitudes and views of neo-Nazi organisations.
The Minns government has also recently sought to reintroduce move-on police powers for protests at places of worship, in spite of the New South Wales Supreme Court finding such laws unconstitutional in October. Move-on powers have been in effect for 3 decades. However, experts are concerned recent reforms impede on the right to protest.
It wasn't until the late 1990s that the New South Wales Parliament saw fit to formalise the authority of a police officer to direct a person to move a particular location if they form the view that the person's presence there was likely to cause harassment or intimidation or disruption to other members of the public. When move-on powers were first introduced in the late 1990s, there was a real concern that they could be used inappropriately to stifle public protest. And so there were specific provisions added to the legislation which made it really clear that the police could not use move-on powers against protesters because that would be a really serious infringement of the right to peaceful assembly under international human rights law. And what we've seen over the last decade is that governments have had a couple of attempts now at eroding that protection, that is, opening up the possibility for the police to use move-on powers against protesters. And I think that's really problematic because it really places the police in the position, in the moment, of being able to make a decision about who's entitled to exercise their right to peaceful assembly. We've already seen a case earlier this year where the Supreme Court of New South Wales ruled that the latest attempt to expand Move On powers was deemed unconstitutional. I would have hoped that the New South Wales government would have taken the lesson there, that this is not an appropriate way to regulate protests. And so I'd be concerned about the suggestion that they're going to have another attempt to make Move On powers more widely available against protesters.
Professor Luke McNamara from the University of New South Wales, speaking with The Wire's George Popple.